This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
In case you're wondering what's on the Traeger grills, I just went out and inspected the sausage and pesto lasagna. And cheesy garlic bread, once again, who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Laker fans started to panic yesterday, the ones I heard from. They're like, oh, my God, no. Manning said we're going to win the Western Conference. I go, yep. They go, we're not even going to make the playoffs. I go, no, you're going to make the playoffs. And I do understand what Manning was saying, that it wasn't just let's talk about the Lakers and LeBron. It's I have an opinion, a strong opinion on the Lakers and LeBron. And the depth that they have now, it's a more well-rounded team. And this is why a lot of people went, you don't need Russell Westbrook. You need less stars, generals there. You need to have some players who can help you, give you depth. Guys who have designations that this is what I do. I'm going to do this for you. And LeBron knows that the West is there for the taking. The East, the Bucks and Celtics are better, it feels like, than any team in the West right now. Because I don't know what Phoenix is going to be. Now, to me, Phoenix is the most dangerous team because I throw in Kevin Durant. I don't know what to expect from Denver. Sacramento is a great year, but they're not ready for that next step. Memphis feels like it's in a little bit of disarray there. The Clippers you can never count on. You start to go down the list, and LeBron realizes, obviously, the clock's ticking on his career. You got a chance to maybe get back to the finals again. And this is what Kevin Durant understood. This is what the Phoenix Suns' new owner understood. Let's go get him. That was his first day on the job. Went out and got Kevin Durant. And the Lakers quietly put together a very good lineup. Now, to me, it's Anthony Davis staying healthy and also LeBron with how he's going to be with this foot injury. Because I thought it was more serious than they let on, and it was. And I think he came back earlier than I thought he was going to. I thought this might keep him out a month. I thought it might be surgery. But, you know, LeBron is back and the Lakers, now you make that run and you start to ramp up a little bit. But there'll be some interesting first-round matchups. Do I think Golden State can win it all again? Gosh, I wouldn't bet against Steph Curry, but it just doesn't feel consistent enough. When you watch and it still works, and you're like, man, can anybody beat them? It just doesn't work as often. And they were terrible on the road this year. Like, historically bad on the road. Where, all right, we beat Houston. Everybody beats Houston. But when you get into a seven-game series, I don't want to face them. Yeah, Marv.
The Warriors now kind of feel like LeBron's Cavs teams when his second time back, where, you know, they would go through a rough stretch.
Yeah.
You say, when they put it all together, and most times they would, and I feel like this is the Warriors. Like, the Warriors are going to be the sixth seed, and they'd be like, Sacramento, sorry, y'all too young.
Yeah. But, and you know, you get to the playoffs, and you will have to play defense. You do. And I know that in today's NBA, it's about getting 140 points. Well, you don't get 140 regularly in the postseason. Because now I'm scouting you, now things change, and it feels like it's a little bit more half court than it is during the regular season. Regular season, all right, we got the Pacers tonight, and then we got Milwaukee that, you know, two nights. How much time are you spending on the Pacers and then Milwaukee? Or how time are they spending on you? You get into a seven-game series, well, now we're really going to break this down, every single matchup that we're going to have. And then, you know, we're going to be playing chess. Didn't work game one. What are we going to do game two? And then what are you going to do game two? Are you all in on Denver in the postseason? And as great as the Joker is in the postseason, his numbers are wonderful. I have to look at, you know, is Jamal Murray going to be great? Good. Is he going to be that, you know, that B-plus player? Porter, Gordon. That's when you need those guys to step up. And who's, you know, Clippers, Kawhi, I have no idea. Paul George, I have no idea. KD, if he's healthy, my big question mark is Chris Paul, believe it or not. Yeah, Mark.
The Clippers are in such a good spot because even if they lose, really not going to be any attention on them. They're almost like the Nets in Brooklyn. Like, oh, they didn't win again.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah, they're the Clippers. Yeah, Paul.
I just look at the standings. The Dallas Mavericks are in real danger of not making the playoffs. There was a point in the season where I think they were the fifth seed. I know it fluctuates all over the place.
Yeah.
But I think they're maybe a game and a half, you know, a game behind Oklahoma City, for even the play-in stuff.
They got rid of players who did some of the other things that you need to do. And, they missed twice on re-signing Brunson. And they had these players they sent to the Nets, and those are good players. They may not be great, but they're good. And I was shocked. I was shocked that Cuban went all in on Kyrie. And I'm not going to put all this on Kyrie. I just don't want Kyrie. And I want to make sure that you're going to have a well-rounded team. And that team is not good. Yes, Eden.
But was it Mannix who said that Kyrie was sort of an insurance plan in case Luka leaves?
Yes.
Right, he said that they didn't bring him in to like compliment each other. They brought him in as like a, well, if Luka's out, then at least we have Kyrie. I'm paraphrasing, but
I don't know. I'd have to listen to it again. I don't know if he was saying, hey, we want to send a message to Luka that we're going to try to get him help with another marquee player. That's not the guy that I would want.
Right, but if you needed to replace the guy, maybe.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, Luka seems really frustrated. And watching that game against the Sixers, I'm like, man, oh, man, he wants to be someplace else. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. I taped an interview with Damian Lillard yesterday, right after the show, and I had to do it on his time. He couldn't do it live, so I said, let me know when you have time. And we spent some time talking about a few things. We talked about the MVP. We talked about... You know, I thought the best part of the interview is the last part of the interview that we'll have coming up in about 20 minutes. And it's loyalty. In today's sports society, if you're loyal, then you just stand for the money and you don't care about winning. If you decide to chase a ring, then you're labeled as, oh, you're like Kevin Durant or LeBron. You had to chase a ring. You couldn't. Well, Dame is not going to win a championship in Portland. I think those days are over where you're playing meaningful games. Those days are over. But what's he say? And I thought that he was very interesting, very enlightening about his take on being loyal and staying in Portland. And we'll have that for you coming up. Baseball, by all accounts, was fun. Watched Aaron Judge hit a home run. And the Angels lose again with Shohei Ohtani pitching well. But baseball opening day and night was a lot of fun. Women's Final Four coming up tonight. Obviously, Iowa against South Carolina. Saturday, you have the men's Final Four. And the odds right now, UConn is the prohibitive favorite. Florida Atlantic is getting 3 against San Diego State.
Wow. Even when you say it aloud again, it doesn't compute.
One of those two schools is going to play for a national championship. God, sports can be great. Florida or Miami is getting 5.5 against Connecticut. But that'll be coming up on Saturday. Poll question for the final hour is what, Seton O'Connor?
Dan, let me update you first from last hour. All what right. people are going to watch. What is must watch this weekend?
All right.
Okay. You've got choices are men's Final Four, women's Final Four, and title. NBA or the first weekend of baseball. Right now, 63% are watching the men's Final Four.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I would expect that. There was a moment last night in the Dodgers game. Guy jumps out of the stands in left field, goes onto the field, and somebody is filming this because he is going to propose to his girlfriend. So somebody's got, you know, camera, and he's with his now fiance, and he runs out on the field. And yet, you know, he's just kind of meandering out there, and he gets down on one knee, and he's going to propose. And everybody's like, oh, my God. Well, he's waiting for the answer, and the answer is a security guy who just levels him. If James Harrison was working security, that's probably what it would have felt like or looked like. I think they could have maybe disarmed the guy from the engagement ring. You probably could have just walked up to him and said, "Hey, come on with me." Instead, they plow him. I you know, there used to be women who would run on the field with Cody Bellinger. Like, okay, I don't think they knock them to the ground like this. This guy went out there. He's going to now. You shouldn't be on the field to begin with, but I think we could have diffused this a little. It's not like he's does he have a weapon? He's got an engagement ring. Like
swarm.
Yes.
Literally on his knee.
But I would have probably tried to knock it out of his hand so, you know, he didn't get engaged. You know, maybe I'd prevent that from happening. Yes, Todd.
But you kind of have to make an example out of him a little bit in that situation. If you just gently go over to him and go, excuse me, sir, we really don't allow people to come on the field. And
do you have to blast him?
Probably could have hit him a little less hard, but it's got to send a message to everyone else. Anyone that thinks they're coming on the field, whether it's for something nice or whatever they're doing, you're going to get crushed.
This security guard would have been kicked out of a game in college for targeting.
He probably got a concussion and or a separated shoulder. That's how hard he was hit. It looked like that was quite a shot. But you've got to let people know, you know, we're not going to just gently escort you out of the stadium for doing it.
Well, but you know what sends a message when you go to jail? Like, that sends a message.
But everyone doesn't see you, you know, they'll see you getting crushed in the outfield. They're not going to see you behind bars going, why did I do that? That was a stupid idea.
Yes, Paul.
Yeah, the security guard, Tiffany kneed him in the face. Do you think these security guards...
That's terrible.
Tiffany?
Man, that's terrible.
That's terrible. All right. But these security guards are...
Oh, nobody's got a bigger smile right now than Todd does.
Yeah, that was weekend. I respect that.
Yeah.
Oh, Todd likes it. I feel worse.
See, Todd, I called him out. I said it's bad.
And you know what, too? Because Paul doubled down with the Todd explanation. Tiffany kneed him in the face. You get it like Tiffany kneed him in the face.
Hello, Danny. Tiffany kneed him. You got to say it like that.
Aloha.
So all these security guards, they're all former high school football players who are wearing these slickers, and they work, 81 home games?
They haven't hit anybody in a while, probably.
They finally get a chance to de-cleat someone at the Dodgers game, and they're going to make every bit of it.
All right. Todd has his SportsCenter tease.
I do.
Yeah. This will bail out Paul.
It will. It probably will.
Okay, Todd.
Rightfully so.
Marv, can you hit the music? Yeah.
Coming up on SportsCenter, the jury's still out, but Judge is on pace for 162 home runs. Halo and goodbye. The Angels waste Ohtani's effort in Oakland. Why is Giannis freaking out about the way the Bucks bowed out against Boston? Speaking of Boston, how will Aaliyah and the Gamecocks contain Caitlin? And UConn only hoped to contain Sanogo, but can they do it? Will Lamar get his ball and go home unless he gets the bag? Green Bay Packers, why has it been so hard to get Rodgers to East Rutherford? Pasta trophy to the Bruins, a presidential amount of points. We're on the clock with a mound of stuff to get to. Time for SportsCenter. Let's go.
Green Bay Packers?
Green Bay Packers. Why has it been so hard to get Rodgers to East Rutherford?
You don't need that.
No?
No.
That's fair. That's fine.
Thank you, Todd.
Thank you, Todd.
Paul in Indiana. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind?
Yes, I'd like to piggyback off Marv's quote of Eastbound and Down because I've watched that series and I know every character's lines. Ashley Schaefer was Will Ferrell's character, and he said he's about ready to take his the plums. They're turning a nice bluish hue. About time to take them to the farmer's market. That's all.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
Cracked himself up.
Dude, that guy's awesome.
Paul called in to entertain Paul.
I love Paul. Call back again, man. You're the best, dude.
Taking plums to market. Marv, you want to give the quote again that you brought?
That guy.
You can feel it in your...
I can feel it in my plums.
Yeah. I'll let Will Ferrell know that we're going to maybe use that on a t-shirt. I'm sure he'll be fine.
I love how you guys were like, whoa, 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 relax. And then somebody else calls, how about a ball to the balls bet? I was like, oh, all right. Plums is where we draw the line.
We got to draw the line. We draw the line on the plums. Lee in South Carolina. Hi, Lee. What's on your mind today?
What's going on, Dan? Long time, second time. Still hard, 145.
Hard.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to bet you or any of the Danettes a pie to the face with my Lady Gamecocks and Dawn Staley taking down Iowa this evening.
Lee, they're favored by 11.5 points.
I was wondering if you want me to lay
the point. You're really going out on a limb there, Lee. You're going to take the Gamecocks, who haven't lost in, what, a year and a half or something? No, nobody's going to take that bet. But thank you, Lee, and good luck. Good luck to your Lady Gamecocks. Yeah, people have to understand, Caitlin Clark is a wonderful player, and deservedly so the best player in America. And I think the best shooter in America. But they're not a great team. South Carolina is a great team. Aaliyah Boston is the leader of a great team. Hall of Fame coach and Dawn Staley. Now, could there be an upset? Yes. My guess is they're going to double-team Caitlin Clark, and they're going to force her teammates to try to win this game. South Carolina is a great team and could go down as one of the great teams that we've ever seen. Plus, when you think of the women's Final Four, most of those moments have had to do with, you know, recently, Connecticut. And you would say, oh, you know, these Diana Taurasi or Maya Moore, whoever it might be, they had so many great players. Tennessee was there for a long time with Pat Summitt. Notre Dame won a national title. Stanford's usually in there. Brittany Griner at Baylor. You know, this is Iowa being in there is something unique there. And I do think that Caitlin Clark is must-see TV. I do. I think she's a wonderful player, understands. You know, she leads the nation in assist and scoring. She has a great understanding of the game. These are long odds to beat South Carolina. But make no mistake, if you put Aaliyah Boston on Iowa and Caitlin Clark on South Carolina, then they'd win by 20, South Carolina. And Aaliyah Boston won the player, she was National Player of the Year last year and could have won it this year as well. And also who, Reese at LSU with Kim Mulkey. How about Kim Mulkey? Leave it Baylor, going to LSU?
How about you breaking it down like nobody's business?
Let's take a break. I'm Holly Rowe right here. Yeah. Let me take a break here. Coming up, we'll play the interview that I conducted yesterday with Dame Lillard. He gives us his MVP pick. And also we talk about loyalty. What is loyalty when it comes to his perception or reality of loyalty? Take a break. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. TireRack.com. I got my tires. Now, it was a couple of days ago. It was 5 o'clock at night, and I knew I needed tires for a car I have. So I'm talking to my brother. He goes, call Tire Rack. I go, oh, my God. Of course. I talked to somebody at Tire Rack. I said, this is what I need, very specific tires. They showed up the next day at 10 in the morning. So the backroom guys go, somebody delivered tires. I go, oh, those are mine. Well, then I, you know, thank the people at Tire Rack. And I said, you know, thank you for preferential treatment. They go, no, that's, you didn't get preferential treatment. That's what we do. And I go, oh, okay. I was feeling pretty good about it. But TireRack.com, easy to use and fast free shipping. I mean, that's fast. You order at 5 o'clock at night and they show up next morning at 10 a.m. They have great tires, full lineup of Kumho tires. Make sure you understand that they have mobile tire installation. They have over 10,000 recommended installers, and they ship fast and free to you. So TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it. Give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. You realize that Phil Collins, Peter Gabriel used to be together with Genesis. There's some great albums there. Lamb Lies Down on Broadway. But those two together, and then all of a sudden Phil goes and has a solo career. Yes, Paul?
I wonder which band produced the most top 10 hits from their members after they'd gone. Like the Eagles, I bet, would have to be up there with the members of the Eagles after they left and went solo. Genesis would be up there. I'm sure John and Paul with the Beatles had a lot with Wings and things like that. But I wonder
Phil Collins had a lot of hits.
A ton. And Peter Gabriel had a run.
Yeah. But Phil Collins, he put up some numbers there after he left the band. You know, George Harrison had some pretty good tunes. You know, imagine that the Beatles are so good, or that Paul and John aren't going to let George write any music. And then he writes, what, While My Guitar Gently Weeps? What else did George write? Seton?
He had a bunch.
My Sweet Lord? Concert for Bangladesh? He didn't write that.
It's Paul.
What did Paul write? Or George write?
Let's see. I'm looking at a list of the 20 best George Harrison songs of all time.
Yes. All right. So
let me scroll.
So.
Well, wrote and performed, right?
Because, I think that's going to be different.
Oh.
Right? Because like he has a writing credit on like probably like Hey Jude or something, but that's not his song.
No, I'm talking about him individually.
Let's see. Yeah, While My Guitar Gently Weeps is a big one.
That's a huge one.
Something. Here Comes the Sun.
Ooh.
That's a banger.
Yeah, that's good.
Taxman. My Sweet Lord.
Mm. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Within You, Without You. I'd Have You Anytime. Okay.
But the what was the Within You, Without You? Wasn't that when they went to India?
Could be.
And the sitar, and that kind of changed the music. There's a documentary on when the Beatles went to India and they learned the sitar and sitting down with the yogi.
Man, Revolver is a hell of an album.
Yeah. But the Beatles did say that they should have made the White Album, and it should have been two albums. And Ringo says it should have been the White Album and the Whiter Album, that they should have made two, you know, because it was a double album. People don't do double albums anymore, do they? Well, they don't do albums anymore. So Dame Lillard, an interview that I did yesterday, and we got him. He's in his car, and he's being shut down for the rest of the season. And he does an interview at least once every year, and he's always good. And I wanted to talk to him about a variety of things. And I started out by saying nobody plays defense in the NBA anymore, right?
I mean, that seems to be a popular thing to say, and then you get out there, and it'd be hard for a lot of people to get something done.
Do you think I could score on Luka?
Probably not.
Okay. But the fact that you gave it some thought, because, you know, Luka doesn't play defense. I'm going to take that as a compliment.
It depends on how much effort he was willing to give.
You're listed as a point guard, aren't you?
Yeah.
But you're a shooting guard.
No, I'm a point guard.
Why do we even have designations? Why don't we, like, first team, second team, all NBA, I said to the commissioner, why do you have to have a center on there? Why not the five best players? Because there's a lot of money attached to making first, second, third team. Why are we still doing that?
No, I definitely think it should be the best five players, not by position. I agree with that.
Well, help me out here. I mean, I'm trying to lead the charge here so we can have the five best players. I mean, look, Rudy Gobert's a nice player. He shouldn't be first-team All-NBA or second-team All-NBA because he plays center.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, like you said, it's one of those things because it's position-based. You end up having to plug somebody in there even if they're not actually performing at that level. And then somebody that is might end up missing out on it. So well, I definitely think it should be the five best.
How much basketball do you watch when you're not playing?
I watch a lot. You know, I'm usually, especially on the West Coast, I'm usually, you know, trying to make it home for that first Eastern Conference game that start at 4 o'clock here. Even if it's, you know, two teams that aren't, you know, in the running for anything, I'll still go and watch the game. You know, I think that's why I'm familiar with a lot of players. You know, I just know, you know, just from watching so many games, I'll watch every game if I could.
Who's your MVP this year?
Joel Embiid.
Why?
I picked Joel Embiid because he's, you know, I feel like he's been dominant all season long. His team is winning. I feel like he could have won it the last 2 years, but I think Jokic won it both times. And I just think because he's been, to me, the most dominant player, you know, he's been carrying his team. I think you can't continue to give it to a guy who's won it twice in a row. And especially when you have a guy like this that's performing at the same level or maybe even higher. And he also, you know, didn't get it, you know, one of the last two times when he was at that level. I just think that, ain't, you know, that's not how it should work.
And you could give it to Giannis again this year.
Yeah, you could. The one thing is that I feel like I would choose Embiid over both guys is because with Giannis, as great as he is, you know, he won those back-to-back MVPs, and that doesn't mean he shouldn't be able to win it again. But when you look at the depth of that of their team, like they just so deep, you know, they're going to win a lot of games. You know, you got guys like Jrue Holiday and Chris Middleton and Brooke Lopez, Joe Ingles. I mean, they so deep. Bobby Portis, they so deep that they're going to win games, and that doesn't take the credit away from how great Giannis is. But I just feel like, you know, the team success factor is going to be played in. So you also have to consider just how good that team actually is, you know. So this year I would give it to Embiid. I think it's his turn.
Somebody going to get 90 points in a game?
I don't know when, but I can see it happening for sure.
Who would be your pick?
I would either pick myself or I would pick Steph Curry.
See, I wondered about Clay being a guy or Booker. Well, I mean, these guys have had 60, 70. You're there. What would it take?
I think they're capable of doing it, you know, Book or I think Clay would have a harder time because Clay doesn't get to the free throw line.
Okay. Yeah, because you're going to have to shoot about 20 free throws at least.
I mean, you're gonna need to shoot a significant amount, and I just don't think he shoots enough free throws. You know, he could make a lot of threes. I'm sure Clay could get really, really hot for three and make a lot of threes, but I mean, if you think about it, you can make 20 threes and you're still 30 points away. So I mean, you're gonna need to get to that line, you're gonna need to get to the rim a little bit. I mean, so I would say Steph. I could see Book possibly doing it as well.
Is your season over?
Most likely. Yeah.
Your decision?
I wouldn't say it's my decision at all. I think maybe the team protected me from myself. You know, we've had so many injuries on our team, you know, not just right now, but throughout the season. And you got guys who've been banged up that just aren't healthy enough to go out there and make a run for it right now. And with me having a few injuries this season with my calf, none serious, and then my, you know, having to play so many minutes down the stretch because of those injuries that we have now, calf started to tighten back up on me. Not in a way like, you know, something crazy, but just tighten up to where it's almost precautionary, you know, because there is something there and it is tight. I tweaked my ankle. So it's just like, you don't want to be overcompensating, and they know I'm gonna go out there and compete, and I'm gonna try to make it happen. Every time that I've had some type of injury like that, kind of get irritated or aggravated or something like that, it's come from just like a heavy load and stress and just, you know, going out there and trying to go above and beyond. So, you know, I would say just there is something there, and also them trying to just protect me from myself as well.
Why is loyalty sometimes viewed in a negative light?
I think because it's something that if you're not the person involved, if you're not the person who's living whatever that loyalty is to or whatever that's about, then it's hard to understand. And I think a lot of people look at my situation and they're like, man, Dame being loyal and loyal this and loyal that, and they just kind of throw it around. And I've explained it, you know, I'm not trying to get nobody no loyalty. I don't know. I ain't trying to give no loyalty speech and all that stuff, but that seems to be the way it always gets flipped because I get asked about, you know, my situation. But for me, I just have a way that I want to get things done for myself, you know. That doesn't mean that things could never change. You know, the team could one day just be like, look, we want to see that happen too, but it's not working out. We don't know. You know, you never know.
Yeah.
I just have my stance on what I want to see happen. But I mean, in this business, you just never know, man.
But I always go back to KG. KG would be criticized in Minnesota because he was loyal. And I said, it feels like whenever somebody leaves, then you're chasing a ring. And like, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Well, everybody's chasing a ring. That's what we play for. You know what I mean? But it's like when guys leave a team to go to another team, it's like, oh, he's just chasing rings. And I think how it ends up looking that way is because you move on, you move into a situation, and that situation just might not work out. So when it's not working out, you know, maybe the team is having respect for these guys because of, you know, what they've accomplished and who they are. So they saying, you know, okay, this ain't working out here. What do you want to, you know, let's work together. And they're going to try to find the next best situation that suits them and where they could possibly win. So now it's this guy's chasing rings. So, you know, I think you damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah.
You know, when things change, whether that's in my control or not in my control, then, you know, I'll move from there. But right now, you know, people are like, man, it's time to do this. It's time to do that. But everybody that has something to say, they would never have to wake up and be Dame Lillard. You know, they just, they'll never have to walk the walk for me. I'll always be the person that has to deal with whatever the pros and cons of my decisions are. So I can't, you know, I can't do things based on what other people think or whatever the criticism or whatever the chatter is. I gotta continue to do me, you know?
Yeah. You know, like I said, if you leave, and you know, or you don't leave, then they go, well, why didn't you want to chase a ring? And then if you stay, why, you know, that's why I always,
you don't want to win. He just want to make money.
Yeah.
He just this, he just that. But, you know, really, they don't know. It's just, maybe it's just how they feel about themselves. If they were in that position and they made the decision I made, that means this is what I wanted. But really, they don't know. So I got to take it with a grain of salt.
Keep fighting the good fight. Good luck in the offseason. Always great to talk to you, Dame. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it, man. Good to see you.
Dame Lillard. So we had that conversation yesterday, and it stayed with me throughout the day. And I'm thinking about how, if you're an athlete, yes, they're well compensated. Do you want to win? How bad do you want to win? If you stay, will you take less money? Like, loyalty is a tricky word and a dangerous word that we throw it around because owners aren't loyal. They're not loyal to us. They can move their franchise. Like, they're not loyal. They want their players to be loyal. He wants to win in Portland. And I thought what he brought up about people are projecting how they would feel or how they would act if they were in his position. Like, you got to leave, man. Okay. Now, he makes more money by being in Portland, signing that deal to stay. But it's every day. You know, you're not they're further and further away from the Western Conference. And after a while, I mean, he realizes, is he going to end his career there? I don't think so. Because eventually the team's going to go, you know what? Let's start over. And what can we get for Dame? You get to the point where you're 32 years of age. Okay. Can we get something in return? If we send him to Oklahoma City, let's say. I mean, throw out, put him in Dallas. I don't know. Just, you can throw it out. What are you going to get in return? And does that make you a better team? And does he want that? Because he said you never know. And you don't. But it's loyalty. And we throw it around a lot. But we expect the player to be loyal. We don't expect coaches and ownership to be loyal. We'll take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you can also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field.
Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's that time. Our day's done. We're going into the weekend. Maybe some beers coming up. Meet Friday all together now.
Work.
Three. Thanks for the phone calls, the emails, tweets all this week. Next Thursday, the new batch of Tailgate Moonshine. It's azalea, and I know you're going to say the same thing I did. What's azalea taste like? I have no idea, but we got a little batch. Seton gave it to me, and I go, that might be the best moonshine that we've had. And we're trying to get more flavors for you, the salted caramel, cinnamon apple, trying to get those as well, because I know we ran out quickly. We're trying to make more. We're listening to you, but thank you, and thanks for your patience here. Anybody picking an upset tonight, Iowa over South Carolina? Now, you can say you're taking it, but are you putting anything on this? Like, so what? You say, I'm going to take Iowa, and then they don't win, and then what happens?
I'd put money on it if there was a bet.
Okay, so anybody want to take a bet with Paulie? What do they have to give you? Straight up?
I'll bet, what would it be? 30 to your 50?
So I'm betting, well, I want Iowa to win. I think it's a better story.
Yeah.
But if South Carolina wins and they maintain this dominance, good for Dawn Staley. Yes, Seton.
Can I throw in another 30 or 50, whichever Paul has, on top of his? Because I like the bet, too.
Oh, so you're taking Iowa straight up?
I'll take Iowa.
All right. Yeah, but I don't want to bet against Iowa.
Well, all of the other two members of our staff.
Yeah, but they're cheap. Todd's not going
to
bet.
I want to know what the over-under is on Caitlin Clark points. I'd be interested in that number.
I think she needs 16 to get to 1,000. And that's, I think 20 people have done it.
Okay. Marv, you want a piece of this bet? You want to take South Carolina? You put up 50 to their 30?
$50?
Yeah.
That's a no.
That was my reaction.
Poll question. Who's cheaper, Marvin or Todd?
Todd.
$50?
Todd. Todd.
How many pennies that is?
Absolutely Todd. No doubt about it. I remember one day when I said, hey, why don't you get dinner? You go, for everybody? And I go, no, just for yourself, Todd.
I'm just going to get you a bag of chips. And how's everybody else involved?
I don't want to bet. I don't want to bet against Iowa. It's a great story either way, but if Iowa would go and play for the national title, that would be, there'd be a pretty good amount of people watching that game. Yeah, Paul.
I was wondering with NIL deals, can you be, your NIL deal have incentives by how far you go in a tournament or how far you go, like on individual people? Like Caitlin Clark's got to deal with Buick, but if you're one of those guys from Miami Hurricanes, you took them to the Final Four. So you're out promoting yourself by going, no one expected Miami in the Final Four. Can the guys on Miami's basketball team get more money out of their NIL deals? Would that be legal, I wonder? It seems like it would.
I think everything's legal now.
Yeah.
I don't.
As long as the paperwork's done.
But if I was going to build in incentives, then I would have already done that with the contract. Yes, Todd.
You also build up hostility among your teammates. If getting more money is based on how far you go and one of your teammates makes a stupid pass or misses a shot, you're like, what are you doing? You just cost me $300,000 with that stupid shot. Now we lost.
Thank you, Todd.
Okay.
He really does turn into Paulie from Rocky when he does that.
He does. You are Paulie from Rocky.
He could have just threw it. Oh, what are we doing, Rock? It would have sounded exactly like
him. I don't like it here in Russia. I don't like these people. Maybe they don't like using them too much neither. What do I ever do to them?
Louie in Grand Rapids. Hi, Louie. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dan. Great show today, as usual. Whenever the subject of loyalty comes up, my first thought is Don Sutton's classic line, I'm the most loyal player money can buy.
Hall of Famer, Don Sutton. Yeah. Yeah, loyalty is tricky. We tend to look at it through the vision or lens of an owner or a coach, not the player. And Dame has been, although I don't think he liked the word loyalty. It was just like, this is, you know, this is what I'm doing. You know, I get paid to do this until they don't want me here. But, you know, I'm trying to make this work. Whether he can make this work, it seems like they're getting further and further away. And you're 32. And at what point does he say, now I'm going to be selfish? Because what's he, 9 years in, maybe? Does that sound about right? Does he say, look, how about something for me? I've given you everything I got. I've given you, what, 7 All-Star seasons? And maybe it's best that I move on. Final results of the poll question there, Seton O'Connor.
Final results of the poll question yet for you. Very exciting day in the poll question.
As you continue to stall.
If you could get a free trip, Dan.
Year 11 for Dame polling?
That's right.
Yeah, okay. Yes, go ahead, Mark. Or go ahead, Seton.
Okay. if you could get a free trip to blah, blah, blah.
Year 11 for Dame, Paul?
Yeah. Super Bowl, okay. Final Four, college football national title, Sunday at the Masters. Which would it be?
You know, I miss McLovin in times like these.
Why?
Just because he was always a little quicker.
Dame's first year was the 2012-13
Thank
season.
Thank you, Todd.
Sunday at the Masters is winning 46% after that's a Super Bowl. Nobody wants to go to the college football game.
Just, you know, McLovin was quicker because he completely made up the results.
Oh, I know. He did.
80% of the
but
time.
But the audience didn't know that. Ryan in Honolulu. Hey, Ryan.
Yes, I'm happy to get those for you.
Hey, Ryan.
Hello, Dan. All right, let's fit in a... Diamonds create pressure. Pressure creates diamonds. Let's do a Sports Center tease. My man Marvin got me with the music.
Here we go.
Coming up on SportsCenter, opening day was short and sweet. Is MLB winning with shorter innings? You be the Aaron Judge. An angel on his shoulder. Lucky Duck, Hunter, Renfro and catch makes it no look easy. MVP voters, a partner of the problem. Embiid, Embiid, voter fatigue. Don't take the Joker's MVP just because you can. I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my plums.
Thank you. Yeah. You got to time it out a little bit better than that, Ryan. This day in sports history, Paulie.
In 1906, the Intercollegiate Athletic Association was created, became the NCAA in 2010. In 1968, Seattle chose the name the Pilots for their AL franchise. Mm. In 1998, the Tampa Bay Devil Rays and Arizona Diamondbacks debuted in the major leagues. In 2004, NFL owners adopted a 15-yard penalty for excessive celebrations. That's when it became the No Fun League for about a decade.
Todd, what did I learn on today's award-nominated program?
Per Harold Reynolds, shaving almost a half hour off the length of games and 21 steals yesterday, worth taking note of from opening day.
I also learned Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome at the end of your first year. They automatically double all the cash back you've earned. Everything doubled. Cash back from trips and restaurants, all doubled. See terms, check it out on your own. Discover.com/match. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy all the sports coming this weekend. We'll try to recount that coming up on the... It's time to go home.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.